This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, May 9th here at Gillette Stadium. And that means one thing, Paul Perillo.
Rich Perillo's 50th birthday.
It means two things, Paul Perillo.
Okay.
It's Rich Perillo's 50th birthday, and it is the day after the first round of the 2014 NFL draft, or whatever the commissioner calls it, selection show or something.
Selection meeting.
And the New England Patriots stood pat, so to speak, at number 29 in the first round and selected Florida defensive tackle Dominique Easley. Undersized defensive tackle, athletic, 288 pounds, Paul Perillo, penetrator, athletic, active, disruptive, exciting. Bill Belichick used a lot of words to describe him, said there's not much not to like about Dominique Easley. The one thing not to like, Paul Perillo, in two of the last 3 years, he tore his ACL. Talk about it.
Well, that's the drawback. I like the pick. I think that this kind of player, to me, is exciting to see them going after guys that aren't necessarily that old school, big space eating kind of defensive lineman. And I'm sure that they'll, address that. They still have Vince Wilfork, for things like that. But I like the idea of a guy getting in the backfield, causing some disruption, disrupting timing, with the passing game. I like the athleticism that I saw of this guy on tape. Now, you're right, Andy. Torn ACLs, I think, about 22 months apart. Not the ideal situation, and not typically something that we see out of a Bill Belichick draft pick in the first round. This
Correct.
Is more of a second, third round kind of guy. That's the reason why you get him in those rounds. Obviously, Bill didn't feel like you could wait around to 62 to still get him. He jumped at 29. I really like the pick. I'm mildly surprised that they made a pick. I don't know how you feel about it. Just, the whole trade thing. I think we all kind of felt they probably would trade. I was surprised by it. How about you?
I was a little surprised by it, and a little surprised, as you alluded to, that it's a kind of questionable pick due to the health issues. But I, sort of what you alluded to, more than the player, I like the pick. I like that they targeted a guy. They probably had some opportunities to trade down and said flat out, no. We want Easley. Easley's on the board. We might not get him if we trade out here with Minnesota, say.
Yeah.
And we're going to stick and we're going to pick. And the other aspect of that is, I don't know if he's the guy. I don't know if the ACLs will be fine. And I don't know if he'll live up to these John Randall, Geno Atkins, Ndamukong Suh, all these comparisons. But I do know they drafted a guy whose job, Warren Sapp, is to penetrate. And a guy who is not making his money at the line of scrimmage taking on blockers. He's making his money in the backfield.
That's
and I like the idea of this team moving forward, being aggressive, and maybe this is tied into Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner and man coverage behind them like it used to be with the Jets when they would be aggressive up front and go get people. And, maybe it ties in. I wrote a little bit about this on the blog. Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower said they want to be moving forward. They don't want to be covering. That excites me that this Matt Patricia-led Bill Belichick orchestrated defense might be a more penetrating, aggressive, athletic, attacking, up-the-field unit. Whether Easley's part of that in the main cog, I don't know. That depends on whether his ACLs are fine and he can do what he did at Florida. But the idea, I really, really like the idea of being, and we've talked
That's
about
exactly how I feel
going
about
aggressive,
it. Yeah.
Going more towards these attack, Seattle is all the rage these days, and maybe that's where they're going. I like that.
And I think when you talk about, you just mentioned Collins, to me that is a little bit of an indication. You look at some of the things that the last couple of years now, even throw Chandler Jones, mm-hmm. a guy that they may have said 5, 6, 7 years earlier, he doesn't quite fit the stereotype of what we want. He's not he can't play 3-4 end because he's not big enough for that. And as an outside linebacker, we haven't really seen him drop into coverage and do all those things, setting the edge and dropping into coverage and, that 6-4, 4-6 molds that they talked about with the outside linebackers. I'm sure that Chandler Jones has that athleticism, but wasn't exactly the prototype. They took him. You talked about Hightower. They took him. Jamie Collins, to me, a guy who played safety at times in college, rushed the passer, played in coverage, But what do you look at? What do you think was next to him on the Rivals.com website when he came out of high school and went to Southern Miss in the first place? Athlete was probably how he was termed. I like that idea of getting faster and more athletic on defense, and let Bill figure out exactly how to use everybody. The way you said it, the exciting part of them getting into the backfield and disrupting up front and letting the guys that they brought in, like Revis and Browner, cover in the back, I'm excited about that and the possibilities that this brings defensively.
I am too, and anytime you're talking about Geno Atkins or any of these guys, if that's truly Easley's upside, you know, the optimist in me says, woo, that's great. You know, the pessimist says, you know, I heard that about Rozai Dowling. He would have been a top 10 pick had he not had the injury.
Yeah, I don't worry about where people say he would have been picked or wouldn't have been picked.
You know,
I like
everybody's,
I like the player.
After Clowney, the most aggressive player in the draft. Great. Can he get on the field? How many ACLs do we have as a collective team, as I said on the radio? But I am excited. I am staying positive, Paul Perillo. I hope to, by the way, he also seems to have a unique personality. I don't know how much of that we'll see here in New England, where they tend to ask you to be a little bit more vanilla and kind of squash some of that. But he's on Twitter. He's got a unique philosophy on, loves cartoons, apparently loves Chucky dolls, carried one around like it was a real kid for a while at Florida.
I would get at him now before that all gets taken away.
And it could be, but one thing that won't be taken away is Dominic Easley and the Patriots 2014 first-round pick. And a mere few hours from now, Paul, two, three, four more players might be added to that. Patriots have one selection round two, one selection round three. But, you know, Bill made it one day without a trade, so he might be itching to get moving and double up, so who knows. But we'll be back next week, as always, to update you on all the roster changes between now and then, which will possibly mean seven more draft picks, a crew of undrafted free agents, and who knows what, maybe a trade. Right?
Sure.
Comings and goings, we have them
all.
Never
rule out trades on draft weekend, Andy.
And as always, for the up-to-date information, follow us, PFW in Progress, live draft coverage tonight, Saturday afternoon, and then back next Tuesday and Thursday. For Paul Perillo, and if you want me to include Eric and Fred, even though they're not here, I will, and Kevin Collins behind the glass, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.